you. He was
the Ticket.
When events across the country and the world intersect with sports, your friends at The Ticket are here for you, man. We have over 26 years together. We've shared our feelings and thoughts through wars, market crashes, other viral outbreaks, and in the aftermath of 9/11. The Ticket has been a part of this community every step of the way, and we're here today, too. Yeah, we want to talk sports, but some things are more important than sports, like the health of you, your family, and friends, and everyone in DFW. We realize you're going to get your COVID-19 info from many sources, but as important news and information comes out that impacts you or the sports world, we'll give it to you on The Ticket. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
And we are live.
That's the open?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay. Well, hello. If you are listening to this now on Sports Radio 96.7, The Ticket, then you obviously know who I am. I'm Dan McDonald. And we are running a test broadcast right now that is going slightly poorly in my headphones.
Yeah, there's a weird echo.
Invitation. Echo.
Joining me... Everybody, as I understand it, are six other people from the
but
Ticket.
Dan.
Yes, sir. Oh, I thought somebody said, hey, Dan.
He said, everybody mute but Dan. 3, 2, 1, mute everybody but Dan.
Okay. Well, apparently I'm not muted, but I'm not hearing myself up on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air. Do you not hear the echo anymore either?
I don't hear myself at all coming through the feed. I do hear music, and I feel like getting a jug and blowing on it. Well, now I hear myself. That sure is some hoedown music that Matt has chosen.
Music.
Anyway, we have seven people total, from what I understand. And we are doing a test so that we can work out all these kinks.
The invitation.
Instead of running a test pattern over Brian Williams and the NBC News, we choose to do it in the evening when people aren't usually listening.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
I know that voice.
Let's do a little roll call here.
Testing, everybody. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Well, that's, we could hear the drops. Everybody mute but Dan, and then Dan, call on everybody one at a time and see if someone is creating the loop.
Okay, so from what I understand, everybody is muted except me. I'm still severely echoing in my ear. But I will do some roll call. So first up, let's say hello to Bob.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, echoey Bob. You appear to be echoing as well.
I feel like I might be echoing, yes, sir. But, otherwise, feel pretty good about this.
All right. As Trey would say.
I just heard the echo stop on my end.
Yeah, the echo feels like it's gone now.
I think I might have fixed it.
So the echo feels gone to me as well.
Or pot the music.
Do you hear me?
Down, please.
Do I hear you? Yes, I hear you.
Okay, because I'm not hearing it back through my headphones, my voice.
Okay, that's a problem at your setup, not a problem with the air signal.
Well, then great.
Ooh,
that's a feature, not a bug.
If you click that gear to the right of your name and then you drop that menu down, you should be able to make sure you have your right microphone and your right headphone input or jack or whatever selected.
All right, I can only click stereo, I think. So, we'll try to work that kink out, but I think this is still doable for me because I can hear you guys talking back to me.
This is pretty good right here.
So let's pot up. We got Jake out there. Jake, go ahead and unmute.
Now, do I remute?
No.
Okay.
Let's just add Jake to the party. What would a party be without Jake? Am I wrong?
Guys, am I wrong, guys? I'm here.
Hello, Jake. We want you to yell real loud, wake up the baby.
Not a chance.
Or put the baby on.
Look at that baby. All right. Have you put your weed away, or is that weed right near the baby?
I'm right here, guys. I'm on the radio.
Darn it. That's Jeff Catlin. So we also, I think I heard Danny. Can Danny unmute?
Pitching for Pedro Borbón, Manny Mota, Mota.
Guess what?
Oh.
What, Danny?
I like how Dan called on Bob before he called on Jake.
Interesting.
Well, Bob, of course, had forced his way onto the air a moment ago. And
also, I was here last night, so we know mine works, but that's...
Ooh, thanks for the cover, Jake. Also, I remember hearing the great Donovan. Where is Donovan? Unmute, Donovan.
I am right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Cat's right. You're a little hot.
Where you been, Donovan?
And now I can't hear myself in my headphones. What did you do, Dan?
I am exactly that way as you, Donovan. Probably because we have these awesome MacBook Pros, and they're just too sophisticated for the setup that we're on.
But I'm here.
Put back in your Acer.
Funny.
So do you have your headphones hooked into your computer?
I do.
And Bob, do you have that same thing?
Headphones into laptop, yes.
See, so I'm... And you have a separate microphone thing?
When you go to your settings, go to sound, and make sure that your output is going to your computer and not the microphone, if that is an option.
Hmm. That may indeed be.
Yep.
Go to my sounds.
Yeah, are you on a Mac?
Yep.
It says it's going to the headphones, yeah.
Yeah, go to system preferences.
Oh, yeah, the different wrong sound,
Click sound. And it should have two options. It should say...
Close folder.
It should direct you to your microphone or back to your... To your internal microphone. That's your output.
Mine just says output going to headphones.
Yeah, mine does too.
Is that right, Danny?
It should say internal speaker output. If you're plugging into your Mac, then that's what you want.
Let's see. So, button preferences?
Yeah, sound.
So...
I feel like I can turn my mic down. Is that better?
How do you turn your mic down, though, right?
You guys were saying I was hot, so I was trying to turn my mic down.
Yeah, one thing at a time, bruh.
I have to remember I'm still on the air, and at home I was about to curse you out.
Let's hear Twiggy.
Baby, I'm on the radio. You might want to chill.
No.
I might want to dump that too.
Dude, I thought that's what they were playing. That was the best. That was real.
I know. We saw it live.
She was yelling at the television.
No way.
Oh, shut up, Kat.
So it's true.
was she telling them not to open that door?
Don't out of the theater.
Don't forget. I gotta remember. I am at home on the air because I will curse all of y'all out in 1 second.
Who else we have with us, Dan?
Are we at the tier three portion of introductions yet or not?
Oh, nice. There he is.
Hey, everyone, here's Twig. Say hi.
Hello. And don't forget, you in my house, so hello.
Oh, my God.
What is she wearing?
You hey, you hush.
Hello. What color are her sweats?
a nice charcoal gray. Thanks, Danny.
Aren't they all?
Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome.
So do we have to pay?
They have Juicy on the back.
Do we have to pay Saroy to be on here?
And the front.
I got three more minutes for free, then I got to roll.
too loud, Saroy.
Boom. Yeah, Saroy's a little bit hot. Kinda now, Kat, are you on with us, or are you just talking down our ear somehow?
I am on the air when you hear me.
All right.
Oh, we could get the Weekender up and flying.
Oh, sorry there, Kat.
Now, Kat, if somebody did swear, can you dump it?
Yeah, we're on the air, sure. But let's not try it.
Well, please, and then could you say, oh, listen to Ham.
You don't say anything mean.
Is Ham in the Tower of Discipline?
He's emerged.
He has to use two hands to press the button because it's so hard.
Oh, Mr. Catlin, I would never. But I just wanted to know if Cat was ready to just be very excited if indeed we did dump it also. And
we dumped it, too. We caught it in
caught
time.
It in time. We caught it in time. Time.
This is awesome.
Can you
How old were you at that point, Cat, when you were yelling like that?
I was
that,
definitely in my 20s. There's no doubt about that.
Man, how much did you party the night before that you said that?
Probably a lot.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I think we're missing a couple people here still, aren't we?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know who else is here.
Sorry, I think Blake's here.
Oh.
Who
is he?
Blake, who won his first e-break here in 2020. So 2020 ain't that bad.
He doesn't talk on the air. How did he win?
It was engineering. He really screwed up a remote. Correct, Blake?
Yeah, I wouldn't say he screwed it up. I think I was falsely blamed for it.
Let's ask Soroy.
Oh, whose dog is that?
Mine. Come here.
Okay, behind... Oh, anyone else online, Kat?
I think that's it.
Okay, so
Geraldine?
We have seven?
Yeah.
Seven or six. Last night we had four, so now we...
Stop it.
Forward by two.
Eight total.
Eight total?
We have eight on right now.
So, is everybody cool hearing themselves in their ear except Donovan and me?
I can hear myself in my headphones, yes.
Yes.
Same. Oh, I don't know why I can't hear myself, but I can't.
Yeah, I can't either, so.
Both
we're doing something
Max?
A little bit wrong.
Yeah,
yes.
I know.
Okay,
you know, I think
tomorrow.
I think on the drop-down thing where it says use browser setting, I think if that is checked, then I can hear myself. But if you go down to the actual mic that you have purchased, then I kind of lose it.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Huh?
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The little drop-down thing with the wheel?
Do the
yes, it's
gear.
Use browser setting, blue the mic and the built-in mic.
The use browser setting is still picking up the mic that I plugged in, but I feel like I can hear that in my headphones better. And then if I go down to what I actually think I purchased and light that up, then the sound from you guys remains, but the sound from me
seems to disappear.
Ooh, oh, so if
did
I
something, what'd you just do right there?
Well, Bob? You sounded really clear when you did that.
Oh, really?
One, like two, this yeah, go back.
This one sounds
like
better?
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, it sounds very
that's
clear.
Way better. You were on your computer mic before, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, okay. This is better.
How do I sound now?
Loud.
Damn.
So maybe it's a case.
Okay, what about now?
That's better. Can you hear yourself in your headphones, Bob?
It feels much lower to a point where I might even like take one ear out and not worry about hearing me.
Because
I think
mine
that's
is.
What Jake and I do when we pod.
Me, Dan, do you have a little red microphone at the corner of your where you see the internet address?
Yeah, or it's not red, but yeah.
Like Jake, when we have House and Cousin Sal,
it just says this page is accessing your microphone.
Oh.
I think I found a fix for this. If yeah, Dan would
are you using
read,
Chrome?
Read
oh, wait,
the browser
no, I see a
history,
red.
Dan.
I do see a red thing. What should we do?
I don't know. I just pushed it, but it did nothing.
Red. Oh.
Well, like go ahead, Soroy.
Nah, it's all good.
Can you hear yourself in your headphones?
Oh, I have a fully functional Twitch studio. Yeah, I'd say I'm all
oh
good.
My
okay.
Good Lord. What a slut.
Whoa.
Jake, are you using your mixer tonight or are you using just your laptop?
Just my laptop. I'm going to pick up my USB mic from TC's tomorrow. My mixer won't plug into the computer. So this is just my, wired buds.
Are you going to spray yourself before you go in?
Every time.
Do you think there are a lot of people upset right now that we interrupted the national sports talk guy? His
I don't know. Let me check my work email and see if I have any listener complaints.
Twitter's enjoying this.
I kind of liked what he was talking about, to be honest. So.
Which host gets the most complaints to you,
Kat? That's got
to
be mine. Sorry.
The same one that probably complains to you the most. Because usually they're group emails, right?
Boy, Norm's mic is working really well.
I'd like to give a shout out to Lindsay on Twitter. Hey, what's up?
Whoa.
What is she wearing?
In the picture, it appears to be a white dress.
Oh, yeah, everybody, stop. Stop
what's
it.
The full Twitter handle?
Oh, so you're sitting there with your wife. You have to act like...
Lindsay TCU. Never mind.
Hold on.
Could Lindsay be a dude?
No, it's a girl.
Yep.
I'll Could take whatever.
Boy, day four of quarantine.
Hey, man, it's all the same.
How big?
So, how many names are you supposed to see on the screen of your laptop?
You should see your name and then my name.
Okay.
That's it.
Just
that's
so you know, cats watching.
The studio,
Lindsay's another one of these Sooner Frogs?
The studio main connection, I believe, has everybody's name that Berm can see.
Berm. Bob, did you go right to her account?
Well, I mean, what else am I going to do? I'm just sitting here. Hey, Lindsay, what's up?
Hi, Lindsay. Jeez.
Hey,
I'm Mike.
So I'm about to bail, so y'all can have some fun if you want, but does everybody feel like this is doable?
Oh, hell yeah. We can
as
do
long as
day.
I fix the headphones so I can hear myself.
Why don't
this
you,
will be gravy.
I would like that better.
I'm a little overdressed, though.
Why don't you, when you're on this thing here, Donovan, take a couple screenshots of what your settings look like and what the screen looks like, and I'll see if we can take a look at it tomorrow.
All right. Usually I take screenshots of something else, but this will do.
Okay. Wow.
So just
what do you mean?
So we're doing the show at home tomorrow.
Nice.
I don't think we're quite there yet.
That's like the 17th
I hope we never
time
have to use
Bob's
this,
requested
actually.
That.
I know.
We're just being proactive.
Okay.
Look, so that we're not doing this on the air.
Nobody at Cumulus is looking out for us or looking out for ourselves.
Well, everyone can hear you, but okay.
Yeah. No,
we're
he whispered.
On the air.
He's good.
Oh, no, you whispered. Okay, no, you're right.
All right. See y'all later. Thank
Bye,
you very
Jeff.
Much for the help. I appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, Dad's gone.
What a nerd.
Do you know okay, Ham, you can
hey,
start dumping
his
stuff.
I found his stash.
All right, to the phones.
Okay, so Bob.
Oh, can we take phone calls?
Hey, Bob.
We can try.
We yes, should sir. Test
We're going to try to take phone calls. We need to test that
real
tonight.
Real quick, I do have one question for Bob.
888-787-1310.
Okay, Danny.
Okay, yes. So Bob, would you intentionally contract COVID-19 if it meant you would live, but you would broadcast for home for the next 3 months?
I'll tell you next.
That's like giving
we
him...
We don't need to go to break.
Oh. All right.
Isn't that like getting $1 million to sleep with Heather Locklear?
No!
You get to stay at home.
Whose hypothetical was that?
The dude just sends us...
Hypothetical.
Dude just sends us prep emails. What's his name? He's got some prep email service now.
Are you guys ready for the most controversial coronavirus take?
Jimmy Shapiro.
Oh, wow.
I think we need more Bob.
More Bob.
He's tiny.
Okay. Is that
Turn
enough
your output up, bro.
No, you need more Bob.
Text boat.
You just sound a little small. Earlier, when you could hear yourself in your own headphones, you sounded bigger.
Okay, more Bob. Yeah. Right. Hold on. Let's see. Do I turn this one up? Hello, hello, hello. Check, check,
yeah,
check.
It's getting
check.
There.
Does that make any difference?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, hello, hello. How's that?
Hot dog.
Who just opened a bottle?
Was it me?
Somebody
I take one guess.
Hey, guys, here's like Dave.
Sounded like a cork out of a jug.
Hi, Dave.
Are you just demanding we're going to the phones now?
No, it was just...
Matt?
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Hey, Dave.
Dave, talk to us.
Guys?
Hey guys, big fan of Mike Soroy.
I think you could kind of work him in a little bit more.
Dave?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I just was in my car listening to you guys, and I can't go in yet until this is over. I love this. This is the greatest.
I don't think it is. I think you're wrong.
Well, there he goes.
Oh, Dave.
You just terminate him?
So
didn't Bob have a hot corona opinion?
Yes.
Did you just meet him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to miss
that.
That's
the hottest one ever.
Don't just throw on a... Okay, so Bob sets this big opinion up, the biggest of all time, and then...
You guys want Dave?
Hey, Dave's on here.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bob.
You ready?
Yeah.
Who's ready for this?
More Bob.
Is still not enough?
No.
Man, maybe there's not enough me to have this take.
Now you're getting better. Yeah, go ahead.
Check, check. Hello. You like that?
Eat the mic.
I mean...
Hello.
Like is,
it. Is that enough?
Eat
more
it.
Me?
Eat it.
More me.
Eat it.
Kind of a Throatzilla type thing.
Yeah, more me, more me, more me, more me. Hello. Okay,
hey,
ready?
Hey, Soroy, ask that question of Bob you wanted to ask earlier.
I'm sorry, Dan, your mic was cutting out there.
No, it wasn't.
Yours.
It's yeah. crystal clear.
This system does not work. See you guys later.
Soroy's pretty hot, too.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I want to hear the. I want to hear it, Bob.
Down, yeah, down, go ahead. Down.
Okay.
Down.
Now we all agree that coronavirus is bad, right?
Oh, geez.
Yes. Don't you guys kind of think?
Oh dear.
That the coronavirus model, like that picture of coronavirus,
okay,
is like the coolest thing you've ever seen.
This is the not. This is the Nazis' uniforms were great for 2020.
Am I listen? If that was just a piece of artwork, I would hang it on my wall. It's amazing. Like,
great for what? What are you talking about?
Like you know what I'm talking about, right? The like the one on all the news stories with like yeah. the little red triangles and then the little orange dots and then it's a big gray ball. I just feel like the designers of the coronavirus logo. Did a wonderful job.
Like Koosh, the Koosh company is already on this.
It's pleasing to the eye. I can't.
Like you think it's going to be on a pair of sneakers or something, a T-shirt?
Yeah,
yeah. You wear a coronavirus T-shirt.
You could deliver the T-shirts to ICUs. All
listen.
Of-
no. Don't try to twist this. I am simply saying, standalone of the virus, the symbol is.
Bob's in a hazmat uniform going, hey, everybody!
With a t-shirt gun.
I don't know.
But if the coronavirus wins, they send all those t-shirts to Somalia.
Wow.
I am just saying.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes it better. You're just saying.
You know, he's not wrong. It's a great design.
Sturm Center.
Sturm Center versus Kemp Spin.
No, what else?
I'll take the L.
So Jake joined me. Anyone else want to agree on this? I'm gonna tweet the picture I'm talking about right now.
Please don't.
Of the coronavirus model.
Do you have it in
yeah.
your...
Well, I just wanted to say, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. There it is. I just posted it, so now I can get out there and everyone will...
Damn, that is a beauty.
Yeah.
It's nice, right?
Looks so friendly.
Hey, now.
Hold on. So, is that like a super zoomed in actual photo or just...
So, you didn't tag me? I got to look at it?
I assume... unblock me. I assume...
That's not a beauty.
It must be what it actually looks like, maybe under a microscope? Or what is this? What is the origin of this photo? Or whatever this is.
Now, if
China?
It's China.
All right. John Cornyn.
If we slowed down Bob giving his opinion, would he sound totally baked with that... Just the man.
I think history will look back at this and say, you know, the guy's right.
And I cannot disagree with you. It's very cool.
It kind of looks delicious.
So what's it supposed to look like? Just the gray without the cool red spikes?
It wants you to interpret it in any way.
They have a smattering of yellow.
So, Bob, if this was on a wall in a frame... You would stand there with your head cocked to the side trying to interpret everything.
I think if it was like at an art gallery, this is one that I would stand there and just gaze at for a while.
Just be like, yeah, they kind of nailed this.
It's too aesthetically pleasing to represent a horrible virus that's stopping down the world. There, I said it.
Now, why don't you draw what it should look like, and we could compare?
I've never seen this picture before.
You've never? It's on every story.
Damn it.
Yeah, Dan.
I've seen it, I guess, closer up, where it does not look so pleasing. But this does look
you've
nice.
You've seen this, the virus close up, is what you're telling me, who sits.
You know, they got this, the thing that looks like a crown. And that's why they call it Corona. I'm going to find a picture of it, and I'm going to tweet it and battle you on Twitter with pictures of coronavirus.
So it looks like it should be a candle.
Boy, the P1s are not really helping right now. They're on this.
Like, you just cleared the one good thing about racism pursuant to the NFL
Which
draft and thought
also
I'm gonna
was right.
Maybe.
See, this is one great thing about racism, I guess. Okay, just let it
That's
play.
What it felt like in the beginning.
Take it
we
out
should
of context.
Reset.
What?
Go ahead.
What's great about racism?
You tell me. No, that we're all broadcasting from our homes.
We're all at Danny's house.
See, people think that we're all together.
Well, maybe we are. That's
we're together
not.
On the internet.
No, in the same room.
In the world. We're all in this together, Danny.
So, Soroy, what was your question for Bob?
I genuinely don't know what you're talking about, Danny. So, if you remember, fire away.
It's real hazy.
I'm looking at weird stuff under microscope pictures right now, so...
Yeah.
Have you found all viruses?
Really, all pictures of the coronavirus are pretty nice. Not just that one.
I'm going to go ahead and mute this mic.
Well, you know, I mean, some things that are really harmful for us do look nice, right?
Like what?
I'm just throwing out there that general premise. Now you can provide the what.
Like, you brought it up. That doesn't make any sense.
Some things that look good to us are bad for us.
That's like it's the whole yeah. basis of a mousetrap, right?
Like the girl I was dating in college?
Or like
your neighbor's wife.
The book of Genesis.
Okay. All right. God's gonna get
you for that. I'll spin it back if we need to.
Now I've been advised that I might as well marry it if I like it so much.
But then it's like on Harold and Kumar, where like a year from now you're arguing with it about finances at the table and give it a backhand.
Hey guys, I have a weather update I have to play.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Is it from Frankie McDonald?
No, there's a tornado watch in Denton.
Oh, okay. Oh, play it up.
I'm in East Dallas, so...
Launch number 54 remains in effect until midnight Central Daylight Time Thursday, and now includes the following county, Denton, Texas. Remember, a tornado watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail and damaging winds, in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
What are you doing?
And we're back. Vampire Weekend.
Why? Why is
play
that
a national
music?
Service thing?
No, why did you play the... Why country is it? Music coming back.
To let you know you're back.
Why?
Play something else.
Well, it works. We did know we were back, so he's right.
Oh, my God. Take up some space. So, Bob.
Yes, Dan.
I responded to your tweet with okay. evidence that many other pictures of the coronavirus look pretty cool, too.
Have we just not been looking at viruses closely enough over the years, and maybe we're stumbling upon something scientists have always known?
Oh, man, that bright green one is badass.
That's their city jersey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they're all cool, man.
They're not cool.
I'm going to send you one more.
Nobody's looks saying like the virus is cool, Donovan.
It's what it sounds like to me.
Are you looking at the tweet?
Yeah.
Well, then you would be agreeing. It's really cool.
It looks like a dog's toy.
Most of those look cool.
And fun.
Rough.
Does it squeak?
Let's do some bits.
How are the phones right now? Are we got a full bank?
Sure. Let's pop on a caller.
Who would you like to start with, Ham?
Let's go with line one. Hello, line one.
Hey, you're on the ticket. Hello, you are on the air. Can you hear us? Human.
This Dave?
I have concerns.
Let's go to line two.
All right, we're going to blame Ham on that one.
Guys,
hello, caller. What's up?
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm in Denton where that tornado was you guys are talking about.
How are things looking up there?
You know, I just passed through. I hit a few rainy spots, but nothing too bad.
This is fake Blake.
Good. We want you to stay safe. Very safe.
I'm trying.
So what's your bit?
What's my bit?
Yeah, say what's up to Danny, man. Why are you ignoring him?
What's up, Danny? How you doing, man? It's been so long, bro.
It's been never.
You know
Danny's
me.
Cool, man.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good story.
Sure.
All right, dude, thanks. We're going to go to line three. Good evening. You are on the ticket.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Did you see that thing I just put out on Twitter?
I did.
Yeah, I just put another one out. You got to go there right away.
I'm there.
Okay?
So what does Ebola look like?
All right, cool. Thanks. We're going to go to line four now.
That's a good one.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Say hello to Donovan, please.
Donnie Do!
Hey, hey.
Do you guys see that next picture I put out there?
Ebola's awesome. Not as cool. It's more snake-like. Yeah, that's creepy.
Oh, so I'm the sorry. Disease that originated in Africa is not cool, huh?
Not as cool, he said.
It's like
Donnie,
Africa,
dude, do you remember the Frankenstein joke?
The who?
I'm not.
He
the,
doesn't.
Not the Franken.
He doesn't remember. Go ahead, tell the joke.
Okay, Donnie, do what?
Yes.
Is the difference between a lentil and a chickpea?
Okay.
I get it.
I don't know. What's the difference?
I never had a lentil on my face. Ew! Donnie, dude, you remember the Cinderella joke?
No, I don't.
What did Cinderella say when she got to the... This is the greatest...
This is the greatest.
He's right. This guy's right.
Ooh, MERS. Right. I think it's Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome.
Yeah.
Hot bod. Just sent it to you.
Would you hang it up?
Oh, wow.
Let's go back to line one. Surely it's full again, Ham.
Well, that's sweet. Looks like coral reef, sort of.
Can we do that? Acknowledge if we can.
We can.
Over. All right. Good evening. You are on the ticket. Please say hello to Saroy.
Saroy. Good
hey,
evening,
bro.
Sir. How are you?
What can I do for you?
Nothing, man. I'm actually... I think you guys are...
What's your job?
You guys are on right now, which is kind of weird. Is it okay if I curse? Is there a curse?
No, it's not okay. No.
So. Okay. Follow-up question. Do I get paid for doing this?
I thought...
No.
You were talking to Saroy. I didn't know that you were Saroy. Okay.
Ah, that was a good one, Dan.
Let's go to line two. Good evening. You are on the ticket with your trivia question for Bob. Go ahead. Say hi to Bob.
Hey, line two.
Hey!
Say hi to Bob.
Oh, my God. Bob Sturm. It's me. It's me. It's me.
What up?
Can you believe you're meeting him?
Well, you know, maybe I kind of do. Hey, man, the corona got me today. I got laid off, guys. And this is the greatest thing I have. Richardson? I'm trying to do a bit. Man, I love you guys. This is great. Thank you.
We love you, sir.
Someone diagram that call.
Like, this is...
Hey.
This is how low... Settle down, Jake.
Yeah, Jake, settle down.
Reel it in.
Damn it. Man,
how low his bar of entertainment has gotten during this crisis.
I've been listening since 97. You are the greatest. I'm telling you. I mean, I love you guys. I had a young daughter when Dan and Bob did. I wish us... You know what? It's like the Truman Show. Broadcast all the time. Don't stop.
Have you been drinking tonight? How much you drink?
Dan, unfortunately, I drink every night.
He said he got laid off.
Of course,
yeah, man, let him drink.
Oh, you got laid off? I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, I'm a poor man. You know what? You got to give value. Man, I'm telling you, though, I swear, when the changes happen, I love each and every one of y'all. Your station is still the greatest in the damn world. And that's a fact. Been listening for over 20 years, and I'll be still listening.
We really appreciate that.
What did you want to say to Danny?
Other than Richardson, not much.
I have a question for you, sir. Oh.
Yes.
Do you have a daughter?
Do you need fruit?
This is the greatest day of my life. I just got asked this question by Bob Sturm.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Bob, ask him a question.
Yes, come on, Bob. Why are you ignoring him?
Hold on.
I have a daughter. Her name is Sarah. She'll be 16.
Bob, that's perfect for you.
Easy.
Now that was good. That was good.
No, I'm not going to ask you a question about your daughter. Hold on. I don't know. How many wins do you think Brady gets next year with the
Packers? Oh, Bob, okay. What are you doing? Who are you?
That's a pretty awesome wide receivers, Bob.
You're right. What about that offensive line, though, you know?
Yeah, you know what? Would you be that upset? I know you, Bob. Would you be that upset if Brady gets carted off?
I've never called for an injury, sir.
Okay.
No, I know you're not. Hey. No one's saying you did, Bob.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's like a court of law.
All right, dude. We'll see you later. Thanks.
Objection.
Oh, man. That ended weird.
Yeah, I'm glad they did. I hope they burned it out.
Hey, Blake, you're a producer. You think we should just end this thing now or what?
Let's take some calls. Take some more calls.
I was Blake trying to give you the option to end on a high there. Yeah.
I can't believe Blake is still... He hasn't said a word. Blake, say something.
Let's go to line two.
You heard him, Ham. Go to line two.
He's on.
All right, hey, line two. Talk to him.
Hey, first you time, long time to the mashup here.
Hold on, sir. Did you guys just see what Domo made? I just retweeted it for you. Jake, take a look at that. Tell me that's not great. I mean, it features me, but it's still great.
You look like you've been shot.
I want a recording of this when we're all in FEMA tents in 6 months.
Well, the symbol is not going to put us in there.
Go ahead, sir.
You like that, Dan?
Yes. Hey, just
you like red on red, or should
I'm
we
trying try to find it?
Okay.
Unmute Bob. Dan.
Bob,
Yes, sir.
Hey, just get your take on the Bears trading for Nick Foles. I'll go ahead and hang up and listen. And, hey, good morning to you.
Well, I mean, they have Mitch Trubisky.
Let's go to line three.
I've been told as well. Thank you. So,
we got a good one, Dan.
Hello, line three.
Is that
line
me?
Three.
Yes.
Yes, that's you.
Well, I would like to point out the fact that the irony of line four being picked up earlier had the bad joke. And I would also... I mean, good joke, but slightly offensive to some people named Bob. But the other thing I would like to say is thank you. Like you have built a rapport with us that we have not built with you. So when we call in and we're jerks or weird or whatever, that we...
Boring! Yeah, we gotta go, dude. Thanks, man. Thanks. All right. We gotta go. And you were backing that... He was backing that line four guy.
We were having a moment there.
Boy, damn, we got tired of that. Hurry.
Let's take one more.
Oh, okay. All right.
Good
evening. You are on the ticket with Ham.
Hey, check out the SARS virus. Kind of looks like the Miami Heat city uniforms.
All right, let's take a look at SARS. Didn't know we would all be
pretty
doing
good. South
this,
Park
right?
episode.
Wow,
where's
that's not bad.
So I got to search SARS to hell, man.
Is everyone doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Searching?
Right.
Where's Jake?
I'm here. So I had to mute it so I could jewel.
So we're searching SARS images.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
I don't think it's better than coronavirus, though.
Well, mark that.
We should make all of this unmarkable.
Yeah,
no, that's true. That's true.
This should all go away, probably.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah,
that's the
all
worst
the campout
one.
Stuff just goes away. So
we don't need
to transcribe. Uh oh. Basil or Geraldine? Who we got?
That's Basil.
Geraldine's outside.
Yeah, no, that was Basil.
Oh, hold on. Who was that?
That was Donovan.
Hey. There he
I
is.
Like the part where we ran an EAS test warning people of big weather, then had a caller on that was like, I don't know, it's raining a little bit. I'm fine.
How many dogs
Blake,
do we have
we
in
do
the
now?
Rooms?
I'll go get mine. Hold on.
Does everybody have a dog?
Keep doing stuff.
Should we save some of this gold for tomorrow, Blake?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we call it. Let's replay the Blake E-break.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything wasn't I did, though. Well, let's hear it, Blake, and we'll decide.
Well, he's already learned to pass the buck like a veteran. This is...
I know. Wait, is Roy still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, no, no.
I think my bigger E-break is when I set you guys up on a fountain.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
The Bellagio.
What are you guys? I think we have a Sea Cow Center about to break out.
No, no, no. No, no, no. Sea Cow Center. No, no, no. No, no, no.
It really whips them into a frenzy.
Well, it's just, it's so mixed. It's mixed so well. It should win an Oscar for mixing.
I was excited all day that day because I knew I was doing Sea Cow Center. I'm like, ooh, Danny's going to give me my own. And I was expecting him to yell it.
No, no, no. Sea Cow Center.
It's like on eight tracks.
It cuts to a highlight of a foul ball, and then it's <we're> back. That's it for that.
There it is.
Oh, the dog.
Who is that?
That's G Money.
G Money. You want to set up a date with Basil so you can get him a little something?
Come here. Sit.
Hey, where's Basil? Speak. Basil.
There it is. There it is.
Speak.
There it is.
Good girl. Go away.
Aww. Well, that was pretty mean. Come here. Good girl. Go away.
She can't hear you. Who's that?
That's the drop of Simon from when he was in studio.
Make Simon do stuff.
No, he's sound asleep right behind me. I'm getting him all worked up.
Hey, Paisley.
F*** everybody!
What does he do during that?
Yeah,
that reminds me. That reminds me. I gotta go.
Oh, jeez.
What is that? He sounds so depressed.
No.
He's gotta go to work, man.
Yeah.
Gotta print out all the
money.
4 a.m. tomorrow.
Sea Cow Center.
Okay.
No. He has to print out the Mitchell report.
He's going to work on Twitch, man.
Yeah. I got a shift tonight. Going.
What hours do you
punch
work?
In?
Mm-hmm. What's your job?
His Twitch report. What's your job?
God, you sound so mean there, man.
I know.
Look, Pitbull's on the View.
How's the view on right now? Bob is so tiny.
I am. It's getting worse.
So
it's like you're fading away.
So if you push the buttons where your headphones work and you can hear yourself in them,
yeah.
I think you sound louder when you do that.
But I sound
try that.
Worse.
I wish Bob was
try bigger. It. Try it again. Let's just right. do a little test.
All right, so let's go up to... And I'm back. How does
Dude,
that
that's
sound?
So much better.
It is?
It's...
Yeah.
It's louder.
I mean, it's louder, but it's not better. It's not clear.
Kind of. Yeah.
So do you guys... Do you not think I'm on this microphone? Am I now on the internal
yeah,
mic?
Yeah, you're somewhere? On a different mic, exactly. You sound different
all
than
right,
all of us
let's
right
prove
now.
This. I'm going
but
to
your headphones
the
feel
entire
better?
Mic. Hold on, I'm going to unplug. Okay, we're still... Yeah, you're right, I guess. It's not even... Yeah, it's not even going through that mic, huh?
Oof.
We're learning things right here. By the
Five.
Uh-oh.
Four.
No. Are you trying to say we should go, Ham? What are you doing?
Three.
I guess so. I guess I'll head over to twitch.tv/Saroy, I guess.
And you're done.
I'll see you guys on Tin Hamster with the Roman numeral.
AP1s, it's time to do it. Let's do it.